The Girl Next Door by Augusta Yule Seaman. Chapter 1. Marcia's Secret.
Marcia Brett, do you mean to tell me?
Tell you what?
That you have had a secret for 2 whole months and never told me about it, and I am your best friend?
I was waiting until you came to the city, Janet. I wanted to tell you. I didn't want to write it.
Well, I have been in the city for 12 hours, and you never said a word about it until just now.
But, Janet, we've been sightseeing ever since you arrived. You can't very well tell secrets when you're sightseeing, you know.
Well, you might have given me a hint about it long ago. You know we've solemnly promised never to have any secrets from each other, and yet you've had one for 2 whole months.
No, Janet, I haven't had it quite as long as that, honest.
It didn't begin until quite after I came. In fact, not until about 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Tell me all about it right away, then, and perhaps I'll forgive you.
The two girls cuddled up close to each other on the low couch by the open window and lowered their voices to a whisper. Through the warm darkness of the June night came the hum of the great city, a subdued, murmurous sound, strangely unfamiliar to one of the girls, who was in the city for the first time in all of her country life. To the other, the sound had some time since become an accustomed one. As they leaned their elbows on the sill and, chins in hand, stared out into the darkness, Marcia began.
Well, Jan, I might as well commence at the beginning, so you'll understand how it all happened.
I've been just crazy to tell you, but I am not good at letter writing, and there is such a lot to explain that I thought I'd wait till your visit. You know, when we first moved to this apartment last April, from way back in Northam, I was all excitement for a while, just to be living in the city. Everything was so different. Really, I acted so silly, you wouldn't believe it. I used to run down to the front door 6 times a day, just to push the bell to see the door open all by itself. It seemed like something in a fairy tale. For the longest while, I couldn't get used to the dumbwaiter, or the steam heat, or the electric lights, and all of that sort of thing. It is awfully different from our old-fashioned little Northam, now isn't it?
Yes, I feel just that way this minute, admitted Janet.
And then, too, went on Marcia, there were all the things outside to do and see, the trolleys and stores and parks and museums and the zoo. Aunt Minerva said I went around like a distracted chicken for a while. And besides that, we used to have the greatest fun shopping for new furniture and things for this apartment. Hardly a bit of that big old furniture we brought with us would fit into it. These rooms are so much smaller than the ones in our old farmhouse.
Well, anyhow, for a while I was too busy and interested and excited to think of another thing.
Yes, too busy to even write to me, interrupted Janet. I had about 1 letter in 2 weeks from you those days, and you promised to write every other day.
Oh, well, never mind that now. You'd have done the same, I guess. If you don't let me go on, I'll never get to the secret. After a while, though, I got used to all the new things, and I had seen the sights, and Aunt Minerva had finished all of the furnishings except the curtains and draperies. She's at that yet. And all of a sudden, everything fell flat. I hadn't begun my music lessons, and there didn't seem to be a thing to do or a single interest in life. The truth is, Janet, I was frightfully lonesome for you. Here Marcia felt her hand squeezed in the darkness. Perhaps you don't realize it, but living in an apartment in a big city is the queerest thing. You don't know your neighbor that lives right across the hall. You don't know a soul in the house. And, as far as I can see, you're not likely to if you lived here 50 years. Nobody calls on you as they do a new family in the country. Nobody seems to care a rap who you are, and whether you live or die, or anything. And wouldn't you believe it, Janet, there isn't another girl in this whole apartment, either older or younger than myself. No one but grown-ups. So you can see how awfully lonesome I've been. And as Aunt Minerva had decided not to send me to high school till fall, I didn't have a chance to get acquainted with anyone my own age. Actually, it got so I didn't do much else but moon around and mark off the days till the school in Northam closed and you could come. And oh, I am so glad that you're here for the summer. Isn't it gorgeous? She hugged her chum spasmodically. But to go on, I'm telling you this so you can see what led up to my doing...